Just traveling around through the last 3 or 4 decades and writing it down, you know, I got a book that could be published, but actually it's not a book, it's volumes. Volume number one, volume number two, volume number three, you know, and keeps going. And my therapy is to sit here and grab my pad and my pencil and write, you know, just express myself through the written language of English onto a piece of paper. Hopefully, maybe, someday, in 100 years from now, somebody's going to read this and go, holy fuck. Okay. Give them a Bible to read. No Wall Street Journal, no New York Times, no Playboy or Penthouse. Give them a deck of cards and some dice. No makeup, no razors, no perfume or nail polish. No lipstick. No smell good. Then what? Barbarians, beasts, cavemen, ? Take away all their war toys, motorhomes, hotel and motel rooms. Give them a surfboard and a fishing pole, a kiss and a hug. Take away their country, their flag. Give them a can of beans with no can opener. But good God Almighty, don't take away their beer. Give them a butter knife and a spoon, thread and a needle. No sunglasses, no hemorrhoid grease. No pizza, no television, no lawnmowers or edgers. No bras or strip clubs. No neon signs, no propane. Or white gas, or oil, blah, blah, blah. It's now 1:36 p.m., and the creatures of habit are out and about. Survival, baby, that's the name of the game. Go to work, get paid, buy food and gas. Take the old lady out for a movie or a dinner. Get 1 or 2 days off, maybe barbecue some good grub. Eat the grub, pay the bills, then it all seems to repeat itself. Wow, what a life. Programmed and brainwashed and taught that this is the way it is. The kids grow up, they leave the nest. Some live and some die. Some become soldiers, cooks, construction workers, gamblers, truck drivers, roamers. Some fall in love and marry, and others become loners and reclusives. Some are afraid of the world at large and believe they're TV. Others find religion or atheism. Some save lives and others take lives. What do you want to be when you grow up? The butcher, the baker, or the candlestick maker?
Candlesticks, dude.
Anyway, it just goes on and on and on and rambles. But that's what I do, you know, I'm a writer. Yeah. And a musician. One of the best in the West, brother. No one can ever take that away from me. Oh, look at the pretty woman.
I knew a man with jangles, and he danced for you. In worn ass shoes, silver head, ragged shirt, and baggy pants. Doing the old tough you. He jumps up. Thank you. Thank you very much. Elvis has left the toilet.
Give me a
snippet of spider wisdom before you part.
Always be nice. Always be respectful, and you will earn your respect, because a lot of people that have been in jail or prison or locked up, they learn right away about el respeto, respect. And it's yes sir, yes ma'am, thank you very much, please and thank you. You know, manners matter. And when you're locked up, you're going to meet a lot of tough motherfuckers who just don't give a fuck about nothing in life. Because they got no direction home. Maybe they've never been taught or never been guided.